the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Title IX was enacted in 1972 primarily as a way to ensure gender equity in educational institutions. As more recent court cases have interpreted it to include sexual misconduct and the rights and responsibilities of individuals and the institutions, it has become a major hot topic. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today I have Wes Pratt, Missouri State's Director of Institutional Equity and Compliance and Equal Opportunity Officer, as my guest to discuss Title IX.
There's been some high-profile cases. One actually was in Missouri. There was a Yale case where some students were complaining about the lack of the process and how the process basically didn't assist them. And so over the years, it's sort of taken a life of its own. And the university and President Smart, you know, has made it a priority to ensure that we have a safe environment.
Research shows 1 in 5 women will be sexually assaulted, 1 in 7 men will be assaulted, and 1 in 8 are actually reported, said Pratt. This underreporting is partially due to the fact that students usually know the person, feel fear and or shame, and don't want to rock the boat too much. But Pratt says MSU and institutions everywhere are evaluating and establishing a better way to make campus a safe place to learn.
Previously, we had a process where any of the complaints, whether it's discrimination, sexual harassment, would go through our complaint procedures. It's basically a grievance process. And so, but we were also acutely aware that when it came to issues of sexual violence or sexual assault, that we needed to handle those cases within a 60-day window. And we were doing that, and we've got a collaborative approach to do it. I'm sort of coordinating and monitoring what's going on to ensure, number one, that we provide resources available for them at the interim sort of measures that need to be taken, whether a student needs to be taken out of the class, the person who's accused, or changing in the dorms or what have you. It just depends on the situation. And then to do the investigation and then to complete the investigation within 60 days. And so we were doing it as a matter of course.
The new Title IX procedure at Missouri State University focuses less on the grievance procedure and more on education and preventative measures, while also empowering all campus constituents. Pratt elaborates.
So the policy provides us with a vehicle to both educate, inform, investigate, and enforce violations of our university policy. We are required by law that regardless of whether it's a criminal action or not, then we need to investigate that and hold students accountable for their actions. All new students are going to have to take a Title IX online assessment. And then we'll have to have public education, public awareness efforts, you know, throughout the year. We want to meet with all the student organizations and talk with them about Title IX, about what it means to be respectful to one another, and particularly how do we treat, you know, female students. And so all of this is sort of coming to fruition because the president is taking the leadership to say, you know what, it's not enough for us to have just a general grievance process or the process. We want to make sure that we create a policy, create the practices so that our students can readily identify and understand what are we talking about when we talk about sexual assault, when we talk about violations of Title IX and how that violates our university policy. An integral part of that will be a bystander piece. We want to make sure that when students or faculty or staff, they see a situation that could result in a student being put in harm's way, that they take action. There are certain things that they can do, how they can respond, how they can intervene. And so we want to create an environment and a climate where everyone's working for the betterment of all of our students. You know, when I think about the victimization sometimes of women, I always think about, well, I've got a mother, I've got a wife, I got a daughter, I got nieces, cousins who are female, and how would I want to treat them, or how would I want them treated on the college campus? And so it just comes down to some basic issues associated with common decency and respect for one another.
That was Wes Pratt, Missouri State's Director of Institutional Equity and Compliance and Equal Opportunity Officer. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.